Hi, hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, and the life. Youngster, there is no other way to please God than by coming to Him through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll be hearing plenty about Him in the next half hour of Wee Kids here. Jenny, David, Rebecca, and Michael, it is so nice to have you listening, as you have frequently done over the years. Candace, good to have you along too. Erica, howdy to you. Chase and Taylor, greetings to you. And I have a picture here of Mariah, Tabitha, Rochelle, and Josiah, also Sage. Hello to you, kiddos, and thank you for the picture here. And Kaylee and Matthew, I have your pictures here. Nice smiles. And one more, Isaac and Valerie. I like this picture with you and this owl. Was this a special day or what? Did the owl just look at you? Was he friendly? Thank you very much for this picture. Rebecca, hello to you. Xenia, greetings to you. Cynthia, Ann, Spencer, and Samantha, hello to you. Howdy to CJ, Jesse, Eli, and Jackson. And greetings to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, it is a wonderful thing to be a king. And during the next few minutes, we're going to be learning about David becoming king of Israel. Was it because he was cute? No. Strong? No. Smart? No. It was because the Lord God was with David. Stay tuned for more about this. Christ-centered and Bible-based radio for little people and their families. Helping you keep your mind set on things above. On the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Wee Kids.
By faith I believe God spoke world into existence, so that all I see was made of things I cannot see. By faith I believe God formed the first man in His image, breathed in him the breath of life, the same He breathed in me.
I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, the psalmist writes in Psalm 139. And that's true, youngster. Let's take a look at your hands, for example. Please hold those hands right up to the radio. Okay, put them together. Mm-hmm. Left hand in the right hand and squeeze. Okay, take your hands apart. Spread your fingers apart and wiggle them. Mm-hmm. These fingers attached to your hand are very special and very complicated things. God gave you hands to help you live and to help you do things that are honoring to Him. Believe me, these hands, the eyes that you have, the ears that you have, the mouth that you have, the heart in the center of your chest beating, these things did not just happen. You are made by God Himself, and I hope you believe that. I hope you have faith in the Creator God, that these things in His Word about creating you and you being fearfully and wonderfully made are true. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. The beginning of that verse says, without faith, that is, believing God, without faith it is impossible to please Him. So, youngster, take God at His word. This is We Kids!
Without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible to please God. He who comes to God must believe that He is. And He rewards those who seek Him. All things are possible.
What?
Music of Hebrews on We Kids. Without faith, youngster, it is impossible to please God. So just believe Him. Just take Him at His word. And speaking of Hebrews, we're going to the very Hebrew book of the Bible once again, back to the Old Testament book of 2 Samuel, chapter 5. And today's Bible time is called David Becomes King. Now, in the next few minutes, you're going to hear about Jerusalem, which is the city of David, and partway through the story, the Bible talks about a water tunnel or a water shaft. And yes, this is still there in Jerusalem. I have seen it. And it's a deep, dark well kind of a thing, probably 5, 6, 7 feet wide. It's possible for soldiers to climb up this. So listen for the part about coming through the water tunnel. Once again, this is based on 2 Samuel chapter 5, and it's not exactly the Bible, but it is about the Bible. After Saul died, David became king. David loved and trusted God, so God helped Israel and made it a powerful kingdom. David was 30 years old when he became king. He ruled 40 years. He was king over Judah in Hebron for 7 years and 6 months, and he was king over all Israel and Judah in Jerusalem for 33 years. Before this, the king and his men went to Jerusalem to attack the Jebusites who lived there. The Jebusites said to David, "You can't come into our city. Even our people who are blind and crippled can stop you." They said this because they thought David could not enter their city. But David did take the city of Jerusalem with its strong walls. It became the city of David. That day, David said to his men, "To defeat the Jebusites, you must go through the water tunnel. Then you can reach those crippled and blind enemies. This is why people say, 'The blind and the crippled cannot enter the palace.'" So David lived in the city with its strong walls. He called it the City of David. David built more buildings around it. He began where the land was filled in on the east side of the city. He also built more buildings inside the city. He became stronger and stronger because the Lord of Heaven's armies was with him. Hiram, king of the city of Tyre, sent messengers to David. He also sent cedar logs, carpenters, and men to cut stone. They built a palace for David. Then David knew the Lord really had made him king of Israel, and he knew the Lord had made his kingdom very important. This was because the Lord loved his people, the Israelites. Youngster, a good verse to remember is Psalm 8:9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent your name is. How excellent your name in all the earth. Your glory fills the heavens. Beyond the farthest star, how excellent your name in all the earth.
There, with just one song, you've practically memorized Psalm 8:9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, and now it is time for our wonderful We Kids March. Let me tell you, audience participation is a good thing, and I expect every kiddo who can march to march. But just a moment here, let me pick some march leaders first. Dara, would you like to be march leader ahead of Hannah? Yeah, I know you're the little one, but you can do this. Catherine, I know you like listening to We Kids, so I'm putting you ahead of Elizabeth, Alexandra, and Victoria. All four sisters marching today. Catherine is the march leader. Hello, Berlin. Hello, Grandma. Today I'm making Grandma March Leader. Berlin, you're behind. Berlin, you'll have your time. And over here, Daniel, I like your biblical name. In fact, Jonathan, Mariah, Bethany, all you kiddos, very biblical names. But there can be only one March Leader for each group, for each family. So, Daniel, I'm picking you as March Leader today. Over here, Leah, your March Leader with Selina, Philip Jr., and Lathia behind you. And one more, Jesse, you're picked by Mr. Nick to be March Leader. Mama, Papa, you know the deal here. I would love to pick a March Leader in every family, but I just don't have time. So if I've missed at your house, will you please help me by picking a March Leader? Thank you. Rules to our wonderful We Kids March. Number one, feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Number three, big March Leaders. Papa, I'm talking about you. Please watch out for little marchers. We don't want to squish anyone. Oh, boy. And number four, watch out for the T-bone players during our wonderful We Kids March. And they're off. Not a race, Chase. Taylor, put those feet in time with the music, please. Lift, you lift, you lift, you lift, you lift. The band is exuberant today. Hello, Erica. Here comes Jacob marching by. Marche and Elijah, good marching. Sierra and Sabrina, hello to you. Jenny and David, you're never too old to march in our wonderful We Kids March. Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Michael. Here comes Emily and Patrick marching through. Elizabeth, greetings to you. Yeah, you're a good marcher. Hello, Berlin. You're following Grandma today? I hope so. You're supposed to be following the March Leader. Here comes Jessica and Graham and Ethan and Simon. Hello, Mama. Hello, Papa. Reese, good marching. All right, we're going to turn this thing around now. Not quite so high on the knees. To the rear. March. Other direction, Xenia. Daniel, Jonathan, Mariah, Bethany. Yes, I think you have it here. Don't bump into each other, though. Hello, Cynthia Ann. Hello, Spencer. Hello, Samantha. Yes, you've turned it around, haven't you? All right, let's put those knees up high. We're into the end of the almost finished with our wonderful We Kids March all the way to the end, Monica. Tristan, keep marching. Brandon, keep marching. You can do this. Hello, Hannah. Around for the seventh time. Jackson goes marching by. And Eli and Jesse and CJ. Hello, Kaylee. Hello, Matthew. Good marching in our wonderful We Kids March. And you may be seated.
There was a very greedy guy who thought he had so much. He was rich, yet he was poor, 'cause he said, I don't have enough. So he filled up his barn up to the brim, but then he built a bigger barn. But he did not share his crop with his friends or invite them to his farm. 'Cause you can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. You can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. The harvest came, but he didn't change. He would always fuss and fume, oh poo, about needing a storage space for his crops. He had to make room, but one day he keeled over. I think he might have died, but the sad thing is that no one knew, and no one even cried. 'Cause you can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. But you can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. So don't store up your treasures. Set your mind on things above. By our hearts we'll measure how we share God's love. 'Cause you can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. You can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. You can be rich but very poor
Jesus Christ taught about this rich man, this greedy, foolish rich man in Luke chapter 12. In verse 20, God said to him, "You fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared?" In verse 21 of Luke chapter 12, "So is the man who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Youngster, that's why the Bible also says that we're to keep our minds, ourselves, thinking about the things above, the things of God, the things of eternity. And to help you do that here, youngster, we have Wee Kids. Here's Leslie.
I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise. With a capital P, I can be anything. Anything God wants me to be.
You are a promise, you are a possibility, you are a promise, with a capital P. You are a great big bundle of potentiality. And if you listen, you will hear God's voice, and if you're trying, He'll help you make the right choices. You're a promise to be anything He wants you to be. You can go anywhere that He wants you to go. You can be anything that He wants you to be. You can climb the high mountain, you can cross the wide sea. You're a great big promise, you see.
I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise. With a capital P. I am a great big bundle of potentiality. And I am learning to hear God's voice. And I am trying to make the right choice.
You'll hear God's voice and keep on trying. He'll help you make the right choices. You're a promise to be anything He wants you to
be. I'm a promise to be anything God wants me to
be. You're a promise to be anything,
anything
He wants you to be.
Yes, youngster, you are a promising kid. Yeah, what a big way to end Wee Kids, and a wonderful way to, kiddo. You are loved. You have great things ahead of you. And I pray that your life is going to be used and is being used now to glorify God first. That's what Wee Kids is all about. Knowing Him through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, turning from the sin, walking in His way, in His truth, in His life. And the only way to do that, the only way to please God, is to just follow Jesus. And can you remember back to Bible time a few minutes back? David becoming king, God blessed him. And was it because he was cute? No, it was because the Lord of Heaven's armies was with David. Psalm 8, 9, this good verse to remember. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Psalm 8, 9, a good verse to remember, a good verse to pray back to God. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids, and, what is this? Is this a helicopter? Oh, no, they've got the rope hanging from it. We'll try. Down a little bit more. Over this way a little bit. Down a little bit more. Okay, I've got it. So long, kiddo. Repeat.
goodbye.